Abruptly, the rectangle set in the wall recessed, then swung inward. Kelly shined the flashlight into the new passage. It went straight for a short distance, then down steps cut into the stone.
We need to go up, not down.
Right now, we just need to get out of this room.
The entire crew quickly jostled through the doorway and into the newly revealed hallway. With everyone inside, Anya watched as Rue closed the door behind them. It was now possible to see light from Guy's men flaring through the edges of the door.
Light off! They'll see us!
Reluctantly, everyone turned off their flashlights, bathing them in pitch blackness.
Don't move until I tell you to. I'm going to explore up ahead.
Cautiously, Anya trailed a hand along the wall and crept forward, every sense but sight on full alert. Anya threw herself backward onto the floor.
Anya!
I'm okay.
Risking a brief flicker of the flashlight, Anya saw three sword blades that had arced overhead and bit into the wall above her. They'd probably only missed her by inches. Standing up, she began to move more carefully towards the bottom of the staircase.
14 steps. There are swords in the wall to your right, but the edges are turned in. You'll be all right.
Again, blinking her flashlight, she could see that a short distance ahead, the passageway turned to the left and dropped further still. Unwilling to venture forward without reliable illumination, and trusting that the bends would mask her flashlight, Anya reignited it, this time leaving it on. The yellow cone of illumination strobed the darkness, revealing a short flight of carved stone steps. Beyond the steps, the mummified remains of several men hung suspended from a variety of torture devices. Garin led the way into the large chamber with everyone, Guy included, happy to follow his lead now. The two rooms carved out of the walls excited him at once. There was nothing like raiding someone else's treasure vaults. He played his flashlight beam over the chamber, spotting the stairs carved into the chamber's side immediately.
Where are they?
Maybe in one of the rooms. Get a team up there.
Three men split off and trotted up the steps.
The way is blocked!
Maintain your positions. You've got a clear field of fire from up there.
That would help in case they needed to retreat or fall back. If Rue and Anya hadn't escaped yet, then they couldn't be far.
The rest of you, watch the entrances of those rooms.
Cautiously, Garin approached the first, expecting a bullet to slap into him at any time. The doorway to the chamber was narrow and functional, not ornate like the next one passed. Stepping in for a quick inspection, he saw what appeared to be a barracks. Dead men filled the beds. Garin played his light over the corpses and remembered the stories he'd heard of Sha Wu Ying's betrayal. For a moment, fear trickled along his spine as he wondered if the sickness that had claimed so many lives might still be active in the room. Some illnesses hid as spores for years, waiting for the right moment to reactivate. That was an especially frightening prospect for him. In 500 years, Garin had never been sick. He'd convalesced from wounds, of course, and almost died from a few of them, but he'd never been sick. Not even in London during the Black Death, as cart after cart rolled by filled with corpses. Now that Joan's sword was whole again, he didn't know how it would affect him. Perhaps now he would again be susceptible to disease.
Mr. Brayden!
Garin looked up to find one of Guy's warriors standing in the doorway.
What? You must come to the other room, quickly!
Cursing silently to himself, Garin walked out of the barracks and over to the other room. Guy stood outside.
I thought we'd agreed that you would let me lead this.
We needed to secure this building. If our enemies were inside, we needed to know. I acted in both our interests. Now there is a big problem, though.
Garin shined his flashlight into the darkness. A short distance in, about a 10-foot section of a corridor had turned sideways, revealing a gap in the floor.
What happened?
Two of the men went forward into the corridor. They twisted and turned before they got halfway. They fell.
Where are those men now?
I don't know.
I'll check, sir.
You want to go in there too?
I'm not afraid. Chan is my friend.
Well, then, by all means, go get him.
Garin waved the man inside the corridor. After a brief hesitation, the man stepped forward.
Don't worry. The trap has already been sprung. I'm sure there's nothing to be afraid of.
Garin didn't say anything, knowing the man was suddenly more desirous of convincing himself than in convincing anyone else. The warrior reached the edge of the opening and peeked over the side. Iron spears spaced 6 inches apart rocketed from the ceiling along the edge. Three of the spears pierced the warrior, one sliding cleanly through his skull.
The first trap set the second. Whoever designed this put in an admirable effort. Getting through here is going to take time. Now, is anybody else in a hurry?
Anya played the beam of her flashlight over the horrific scene before her. Manacled to the wall, missing limbs, bound in iron cages, strung upside down from chains, strapped in impossible positions, the corpses were frozen in horror and pain. Professor Hu and the rest of her party had followed down the steps, petrified at the scene of cruelty. Several of the dig workers in particular looked shaken. Steeling herself, knowing they couldn't go back the way they'd come without risking discovery, Anya stepped into the room. She'd seen things like this before, but only in illustrations. She took her digital camera from her pack and started taking pictures. It was certainly a scene the audience for Chasing History's Monsters would love.
Looks like Xiao Wu Ying built his own private chamber of horrors. He never did have much use for his enemies, except as diversions, of course.
Rue paused, reaching out to touch the remains of a man who'd had both eyes pierced by long iron needles. Anya kept going forward in the meantime, passing horror after gruesome horror until she reached the other side of the big room. There were no doors and no way out.
It doesn't appear that there is any way out of here. And we can't leave this place until the item I've come for is secured or destroyed.
I've got to get these people out of here first, Rue. If we don't soon, we're all going to end up murdered by Guy's people or killed by a trap.
Rue nodded, but he clearly wasn't happy about it.
Listen, everyone. At the moment, we're safe, so we'll rest here. Professor Hu, find out how much water we're carrying. We'll need to ration it out. Everyone should take what they need for now, though.
Anya knew that it was important to make everyone feel as if they were in control of their situation, instead of at its mercy. Shrugging out of her backpack, Anya opened her phone, but saw that, unsurprisingly, there was no signal. Placing her flashlight on the floor beside her, she removed the bone sphere Kelly had been carrying. She inspected it for a moment, then began taking it apart.
What are you doing?
This is a puzzle, right?
Yes. When my father left it for me, it was just a collection of loose bones. When I was a little girl, he used to have me put interlocking puzzles together. That is how I figured out the secret of the bones.
And learned what?
Kelly looked at her, then sank to the ground opposite her with her legs crossed. She had holstered her pistols in a double shoulder holster that must have been wrapped in the bedroll earlier.
That they would fit together to make a ball.
Maybe that's because you thought it should. You were looking for something that met your expectation.
Anya dropped the freed pieces of shaped bone on the ground in front of her.
What I have found in my research is that often puzzles have more than one solution. Sometimes they have several, but only one is correct.
Anya spread out the pieces, turning them up so the Scythian tomgas stood revealed. She pushed the pieces around and tried to forget that their lives could now depend on her ingenuity. Rue stood behind her, his hunting rifle resting on its butt plate. He peered over her shoulder.
What are you thinking?
That there's a reason Xiao Wu Ying, Tochardis, hung on to his Scythian heritage.
If the symbols are linked, there has to be a progression, a key that unlocks the encryption system.
Anya looked up at her with a puzzled expression on her face.
I have a little experience with codes.
Excited, Anya brought out her computer and powered it up. She pulled up the research she'd done earlier, hoping that her batteries would last. Thankfully, she charged it before leaving camp that morning. When she had the page of the known tamgas, Anya read through them silently. The pile of bones before her had 30 different symbols. Suddenly, a grin lit her face.
What do you think you know, Anya?
Anya pointed to the list.
The Tomgas collected here cover a generational span, with each one coming into use at a different time. The research might not be exact, and there may be some differences, but that has to be the answer.
Returning her attention to the piles, Anya found one of the oldest Tomgas, then the next in chronological order. To her amazement, they slid easily together. Garin took the corridor inch by bloody inch. Making it halfway to the dead man, transfixed by the spears, he found yet another pressure plate that triggered a third response. He skirted it and moved on, arriving at the spears thrust down from the ceiling. Spaced evenly, with 6 inches between each one, he was unable to squeeze through. He played his light into the hole under the trick corridor section and saw the rod in the left end that formed a hinge. Recessed areas on the right held spokes that had withdrawn and allowed the section to fall.
Anybody down there?
Moving on carefully, he turned his attention to the spears that blocked forward passage. He pushed and pulled on them to no avail. He'd come prepared for such an eventuality. This wasn't the first tomb he'd raided, and it probably wouldn't be the last. He returned to the arched doorway where Guy waited.
I need a cutting torch from the equipment cases.
Luckily, most of the equipment had survived the destruction of the helicopter. The explosion had thrown the cargo free.
That will take time to retrieve.
Then it will take time. If you rush now, you're going to die, and you'll have all the time in the world.
Guy turned to the two closest remaining men and nodded them in the direction from which they had all come.